Renee is a certified life, leadership, and success coach for teenagers and their parents. She's also a mom of three young adults and an experienced high school educator of 18 years.
Hey parents, welcome to another episode of the Empowered Parent Podcast. My name is Renee Sinning and I'm so glad you're here. This is going to be a fun episode because we're going to talk about your teenager's hair. But it's not just about their hair. And just a reminder, if you haven't already joined my Facebook group called the Empowered Teen Parent Community or Tween, I would love to have you there. So check it out in the show notes. Here we are at the beginning of a school year, and I'm in a lot of different Facebook groups and parenting groups. And a question that keeps coming up in different groups is about their teenager's hair. So I'm assuming it's because it's the beginning of the school year and kids are making changes. So I just thought this would be a little fun podcast to talk about hair. So I've seen posts, things like my teenager wants to shave part of their head. What do I do? I don't like it. Or my daughter wants to change her hair color to purple or pink or red or orange. And like, what are people going to think? And I saw someone post something just yesterday that was, do I force my 14-year-old to get a haircut so they don't go to school looking like a Muppet? So what I'm going to do is share my take on this, and you can do with it what you choose, obviously. So first, I want to tell you a little story. A few years ago, I had a teenager who, I think he was in 10th grade at the time. I don't remember his name. But he came to school every day. He was dressed in all black. And I mean all black. He had black shoes, black socks, black pants, black shirt, a black cape, black earrings, and his hair was a mohawk. And it drove his mother crazy. Every time I talked to her, she was one of those parents that came to conferences all the time. And she was always complaining about his hair. She was on him to get it cut, to not wear black all the time, and so on. But the thing about this kid is that he was awesome. I mean, he was awesome. He was so nice. He was my go-to. So as a teacher, if there's one of me and 30 kids in the class, I could never get to every student at the same time. And usually more than one student needed help or had a question. And so there's always certain kids in the classroom that you could send those kids to if you were helping somebody else. And this kid was one of them. So yes, he was dressed in all black. He wore his cape to school every day, but he was so kind and so helpful. And I share this story with you because every time I had a conversation with his parents, I tried to encourage them to kind of look beyond that and try not to worry about it too much, that he was trying to figure out who he was. And I always just called it an identity crisis. You know, teenagers are in the midst of an identity crisis. They are trying to figure out who they are, both on the outside and on the inside. So when we come back to the question about your teenager's hair, I am going to encourage you to, if possible, if you can do this, kind of take a step back, look beyond that as much as you possibly can. Look at their core. Is my teen doing the things I ask them to do? Are they respectful? Are they going to school? Are they doing their work? Are they responsible? And if they meet all of that criteria for you, and if they're basically doing what you want them to do, then try to look past the hair because it is temporary. Most kids that have shaved heads or blue hair or mohawks or any other type of look that you don't like won't carry that into adulthood, right? Most teenagers are going to outgrow that. And this kid in particular, who for this whole school year came to school dressed in black with a cape, the following year, I couldn't believe it when I saw him because he completely switched his look. He went from like all black, dressing all in black, to like preppy. I don't even think that's a word anymore, but you know what I mean? Like very clean cut with a collared shirt, with colors, like shirts of different colors, not all black. He completely shifted his identity on the outside that following year. Who he was on the inside didn't change, but, and I don't know what that shift was, because it was literally he came back to school and looked like a totally different kid, but he was the same kid on the inside. And so as you as a parent are struggling with the way your teen might look currently, try to look past that. Ask yourself those key questions. If they're kind of doing everything else that you want them to do, then why does it bother you so much that they have this look on the outside? And a lot of parents will say things, well, I don't want them to be made fun of, and I want them to fit in. But that's for them to figure out, right? That's their journey. So if they choose a certain look and then they go to school and they get made fun of, or maybe they don't fit in with the crowd or the type of kid that you necessarily want to them to fit into, that is for them to figure out, right? As teens get older and older and start to become more and more independent, they really do need to start making some of these decisions for themselves. So it may take somebody saying something to them that they'll change their look, or maybe they're confident enough, hopefully they're actually confident enough, if they like the way they look, that they're not going to let outside influence change them while they figure things out for themselves. So a lot of parents kind of get stuck in the trap where you think that you're going to be judged by other parents, and or they're going to be judged by other. And what I say to that is, if a parent is judging you without knowing you, and if they're judging your teenager without knowing who they are on the inside, is that the kind of person that you want to have in your life? And then also ask yourself the question, is this about me or is it about them? Is it your own insecurities of judgment that are causing you to kind of get really triggered by how your teenager looks? And there's no judgment there on my part. These are just questions, because it happens. It happens to parents as much as it does to them. And there are parents who are judgy, and there are parents who want to fit in themselves as much as they want their teenagers to fit in. So you really want to kind of look at, why does it bother me so much that they look that way? What stories am I telling myself? Is there truth to that? And how can I best support my teenager? Because honestly, the best thing that you can do for your child is to be their soft place to fall, to support and love them no matter how they look. And I would encourage you, if you don't like the way they look, set that aside and find something every single day to compliment them on. Right? So your kid might come through the door with a black cape and be all dressed in black. You can still find something about them to compliment them on. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate you doing that. It's great that you did this. I like this. And oh, you know what? I like this today. Whatever it is, because your teens are going to hear you and they need to hear that from you. So it's kind of about recognizing that this is temporary. Your teenager's probably not going to have shaved head, purple hair, earrings, whatever it is about their look that you don't love right now. That probably is pretty temporary. It probably won't carry over into adulthood. And what's really the most important is what's inside, the kind of person they are, the kind of human being they are. And remember that outside piece, that's just them trying to figure things out. They really are trying to figure out, who am I on the outside? How do I want to show up? Who am I on the inside? And no one can do that for them. That's a journey for them to figure out for themselves. So I hope this was helpful. My name is Renee Sinning. I am a teen life coach and parent partner, and I will see you next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Empowered Parent Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to head over to ReneeSinning.com to pick up some parenting freebies. And remember, teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way.